You are listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Jackson Leon, and I have over the phone right now BJ Kolstad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Jackson. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. And you're the emergency manager for Lake County, correct?
That's right. Every county in Minnesota is required to have an emergency manager. So we spend our time working on plans for how to respond when things aren't going quite right.
So you'd say emergency manager for every county, that's an extremely important thing to have.
I think so. It helps us to realize that we can plan for things that might happen, like we've had some history with wildfires in Lake County and floods and fiber optic failures, flu situations, and a lot of windstorms seem to be happening in Lake County.
Yeah, so an important title for sure. So it's good that we have you doing that. And we're here to talk about the emergency alert system that's being used in Two Harbors. In the past, it was Code Red, but now we're switching to Everbridge, right?
That's correct. Everbridge is the vendor that provides the new system, and we're calling the system Lake County Emergency Alert so that it has a local name. So when you get emails or voicemail calls, it'll come from Lake County Emergency Alerts so that you'll know that it's authentic and coming from our sheriff's office or emergency management.
So for those people, such as myself, who have never been signed up for the emergency alert system in Two Harbors, can you tell me how it works?
Sure. These mass notification systems are ways that we can reach you in whatever contact information you give us. For example, we could send voice messages to your landline phone. We could send text messages and voice to your cell phones or mobile devices, and we can send email notices to as many different emails as you submit.
And do you think that this is the most helpful or the most effective way that we can reach people in Two Harbors for emergency alerts?
We think it is. We used to have sirens in Two Harbors. They were old and started failing, and we did quite a bit of research to find out if they would be as effective as these mass notification systems, and it seems that they are not. Sirens have some problems. One is they're extremely expensive, and they only alert people who are out of doors. People don't often hear them in their homes. When they hear them, they might not know exactly what to do, whether they should run for the basement or go outside and look or turn on their local radio station. So we find that most people nowadays have some kind of phone contact with them, either a landline at their home or a mobile device or emails. And so that seems to be the most effective and efficient way to reach people these days.
Yeah, everyone has a cell phone these days, so it definitely does sound pretty effective when you talk about that. So how do people sign up for the emergency alert system?
The easiest way to sign up is to go to the Lake County, Minnesota website. You can Google that or search for it. And at the bottom is an orange logo that says Lake County Emergency Alerts. If you click on that, it will bring you directly to the registration page so you can do it yourself online. If you can't or don't want to do it online or you don't have an email address, then you can call the Lake County Emergency Management Office. That number is 226-4444. It's also on our website. And I can sign people up who don't have an email or online access or who have questions or want me to do that for them.
Okay. And are we still using Code Red or have we already switched over?
We'll be stopping our Code Red notifications on March 1st. So after that time, you won't get any through Code Red. And that's why we encourage people to sign up for the new system as well. We cannot transfer people over from the old Code Red system to the new system. Code Red owns that data, so Lake County doesn't have that information, and that's why we're asking people to sign up and register for the new system separately.
And is it a pretty simple registration form, I'd say, online?
It is. It is. You can create an account that you can manage later. If your phone number changes, for example, you can go back in there and change it. Or if you ever have questions about that, you can just call me and we can send out a new password, for example. But yeah, it's very easy to sign up. They just put your name in there and your address. We'd like to have your address because we can geocode some of these messages. For example, if there's a wildfire and we just want to evacuate a certain area of the county, we can just draw that on a map and then everyone who has registered in that area will get the message. So we want your address and then you can put in as many phone numbers, emails, and text messages or landlines as you want.
Definitely sounds like a really helpful tool to have. Is there any certain demographic of people in Two Harbors that the emergency alert system isn't reaching or that you'd like it to reach more?
Well, there are people who don't have internet access. They only have landlines, and that still works for them, especially older people who have just landlines in their homes and not cell phones. That will still work for them if we can get their landline. It's also important, I think, for high school students to sign up because even though they think, well, I'm not the main person in my home, they still have cell phones, and we want to be able to reach people wherever they are with their cell phones. So we encourage anyone who owns a cell phone to sign up for the system.
Yeah, and teenagers always have their faces buried in their phones, so, you know, we won't miss a notification like
that. They'll get
the
message first.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we've agreed at Lake County not to use this system for everyday notices like events coming up, you know, the Lake County Fair, something like that. We're only going to use it for urgent and emergency messages that are put out by our sheriff's office or emergency management. So it might be things, as I mentioned, like wildfire evacuations or flood information, evacuation shelters that might be set up, water outages, 911 outages. Anything that we think it's important for the public to know for their own personal safety.
So if someone signs up for this, they don't have to worry about it being any sort of spam. It's only urgent information.
That's correct. No one can put these messages out except our sheriff's dispatchers and me. So hopefully you won't be getting any spam from Lake County Emergency Alert.
So you just want to remind people one more time how they can sign up?
Yeah, we'd like people to go to the Lake County website. On the bottom of the website is a logo, an orange logo that says Lake County Emergency Alerts, and you can just click on that to sign up, or you can give our office a call, and that information is on the website as well. But the number is 226-4444, and then I can sign them up for them.
All right, you've just heard BJ Kolstad talking about the emergency alert system here in Two Harbors. Thank you for calling in today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure, Jackson. Have a good day.
You too. You're listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. We'll be right back.